Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Fights broke out at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Florida yesterday when passengers upset about flight cancellations rushed a Spirit Airlines ticket counter, and there have been hundreds of cancellations in the last week for the discount carrier. Spirit claims the pilots' union is causing a slowdown, which the pilots deny. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He joins us from New York. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
So on Sunday alone, 81 Spirit flights were canceled, nearly 20% of the flights for the company that day. What's behind this? Is it the pilots or not?
Well, just for a little context, Spirit is a deep discount carrier, the likes of which we don't have a lot in the United States. So it generally enjoys a poorer record than even the poor record of most mainstream airlines. But there is a negotiation going on with the pilots. Spirit says the pilots are not making themselves available. The language is very vague. The pilots deny this is happening. The pilots' union say they're in a negotiation. They definitely have some beefs with their compensation package, but they're not admitting that they're slowing anything down. The airline says it's the pilots. There have been 300 flights canceled since the beginning of May.
I remember a couple of years ago, actually back in 2012, the same kind of thing happened with American Airlines with their pilots. And I remember sitting on a flight and then it was just canceled for no reason. And people, I mean, this makes people very upset. Let's listen here to one passenger who spoke with CBS News, Debbie McCrandy, who was trying to get home to Detroit after taking a cruise.
This is actually our third Spirit flight that has been canceled since Thursday. I slept in an airport in Philly already on Thursday night, and I don't want to sleep in an airport again tonight.
Can't blame her, but are Spirit customers going to abandon Spirit over this?
Or? Well, they are. I mean, Spirit is so much less expensive to fly. I mean, they have some fares that are $20, $30, $40. Now, you don't get anything with that. You can't bring baggage on the plane, can't check baggage, can't do any of that without paying extra. The problem here, and we've learned this from the United incident, the passengers don't want to understand how your sausage is made at the airline. They believe that when they buy a ticket, it's a contract for passage from one place to another at a particular time. And Spirit is having an issue with its pilots. It needs to work that out because passengers do get frustrated. Again, it is many times cheaper to fly Spirit than it is to fly United or Delta or American. So some people end up on Spirit because it's the only affordable option. But this can't go on for too much longer. The federal government might get involved if it does.
Hmm. Is it a good time to be a pilot right now when it comes to pay?
So it's very interesting. I'm in the process of getting my pilot's license.
Oh.
It's not a well-paid job now, but there is a massive pilot shortage coming. So American Airlines has done something very differently to these concerns about labor. They introduced a mid-contract wage hike for both pilots and flight attendants last week. So you may not have to pay your pilots more right now, but you are going to have to pay your pilots more in the future. So it's not a great time to be a pilot now, but it will be.
And just briefly, Ali, I mean, this is coming amid all of these videos that keep showing up of people being dragged off of flights and other things. Does it all fit together?
It does. Look, airlines are pinched. Airline travel has not increased along with the rate of inflation over the last 20 or 25 years. So what's happened is customer service has suffered. There aren't extra airplanes. There aren't extra pilots and flight attendants. So we're paying the price for it.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks so much, as always.
My pleasure.
It's Here and Now.